Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
One more time, welcome to What Jail Is Mine!
All right.
Blowing out your talking radio boxes. You ain't going to need it no more.
You ain't going to need it no more.
Grab the mop, because the comedic load is going to be making a mess of your radio. Pull up a chair.
Oh, you're going to want to...
Comb your hair.
Clean it up before it starts.
Smack that ass.
Get your futon nice and close to the radio.
What Jail Is Like is attacking the airwaves.
For one last time. This is it. This is our comic.
This is it. One more time.
We're going in for the kill, baby. And we're not taking any prisoners. Because what's the point of prisoners?
Hey, I got a prisoner here. Should I keep him?
No!
Out the door with that prisoner. All prisoners must go. Slashing prices on all prisoners.
Clearance on prisoners. I'll not.
Clarence is our prisoner, but he's going home.
So.
Sort of, mad peeps. Are you in the house? I can't hear you.
Okay, I'm going to start with two things real quick, man.
A. One.
Milk.
Shakes.
Okay, you've got exactly an hour and 35 minutes.
Not enough time. Isn't enough time? Ready, what do I do?
Look at Champagne Urbana. Bring us milkshakes. This is it.
What's up, Steve?
This is the last time. And even if you don't have milkshakes, I want everybody down at this studio.
I want
everybody who's listened to this show ever and has a car or a bike.
To the supermarket.
Get here.
Grab a 2 gallon of milk. And come down here and jog in place.
Champagne Urbana ain't so big that you can't get down here.
It ain't so big.
Just walk. You start walking now, you'll be down here for the hell.
It's the size of a wall. What Jail Is Like there? Where you guys are going to go? Nobody. Everybody goes home on a futon tonight, folks.
Promises. We're making them. We're keeping them. That's our business here at What Jail Is Like.
If I got to
leave, we ever lied to you?
Myself.
Oh,
when have we ever lied to our listeners?
We never lied to our listeners.
Jetpack futons. They're on jets.
Where is
why?
Customers. Satisfaction never been our main priority. Never. Never in the history of What Jail Is Like. Never in Wajillion history has it been our goal to do something other than please the listener.
I can't wait 10 years from now when English 409 Wajillion Studies opens up.
I'm spearheading that course, man.
And,
talking to the board.
Yes, here's episode 409 where...
A prime example of Wajillion melodrama.
You can see the shadows... In Sniffy's soul, a dying to come out and assault our main protagonist.
Notice the tension between Matt and Eric after the identification of Matt's and Eric's pronunciation faults.
You can see, as time goes on, Matt's gain funkiness going down rapidly.
Oh, here's another clinic maneuver. They're tearing chunks out of each other's flesh.
All right, for tomorrow I want you to have studied all of the clinic maneuvers and, make sure that you can cite examples of mispronunciation used as a weapon.
Harold Finkelmeyer. English 409, period 2. War of Attrition, : the personal dynamics of What Jail Is Like.
Every episode seems to revolve around ripping each other apart. But it's funny. And then they drink milkshakes.
The importance of the word poo in radio improvisation.
As you can see, they've said ass 57 times in
this episode. Landmark for radio people. So if you're an aspiring TA and you can get funky on that ass, come down and apply in person.
Hey, yeah, we'll hook you up. North Jillian Studies, baby. But seriously, come on down. We're going to open the door in a little while. We already got some people in the studio.
Mad peeps bringing the flavor.
We're going to give shout-outs.
So much flavor,
stuff.
We can't keep it to ourselves. If we kept the flavor here, we'd be arrested.
We've got people here.
I don't want to go to jail.
Tearing the door off.
We're going to be going to the break of dawn tonight, man.
Tearing the roof off the proverbial sucker.
And let's just say, Don is looking strong.
He is.
He's looking, he's not going to break anytime soon. No.
Don's looking at us and laughing with his arms folded, saying, "Y'all suckers ain't gonna break me."
But what he don't know is we got
snap, crackle, pop goes on. 2 hours, and time is running fast, people. Man, we're only three people.
Hey, if you decide to come down to the studio, I want you to yell real loud because right now we're the door closed. If you come down, just yell real loud, nothing obscene.
Like you just don't care.
Yeah, wave your hands in the air unless they've got milkshakes. Then put those down and then wave your hands in the air.
Proceed to wave as though you didn't care.
Right. But only after the safe delivery of the dairy product.
And if you do care, go outside until you're finished caring. Then come in here.
And if you have no idea what somebody who doesn't care would wave like, come in. We've got to
do a quick demonstration.
It's a little aerobic exercise.
It's a free course. It only lasts 15 minutes.
But you'll be a fully certified
when thinking the possibilities, you could go anywhere
and wave it like you don't care.
Licensed
death. Nobody will mistake you for a person that cares.
Well, he doesn't care.
Not the trained eye.
There may be a few experts who can, you know, see
judge your
faking
style,
it.
But they're, you know, they're the hard ass. You know,
there's some interest there. He was blinking his eyes.
Don't
obviously.
Worry about them. There's always
the
naysayers.
He looked to the left. I saw him. He looked over there. At
that's
that
a glint of care. Forget it. We don't care. We take all kinds. Come down.
I really do want everybody. I'm gonna be bawling like a baby in an hour and 23 minutes.
Wah, spank.
23 minutes.
How does a baby
don't make
ball?
Me spank him.
Eric's gonna
I'm gonna
do
show
it.
You if you want to see what a baby ball's like.
One baby ball. That's the going price for coming down right
a
now.
A cluster of babies. A ball of baby. That's him. In an hour and a half.
A rolled together ball of babies.
Let's talk about where the hell we is. We is at 113 North Market Street.
If you're sending us a letter, address it to Wigil up in this.
That's area code.
You may want to underline the up because we way up in it.
We are way up, like.
Sometimes if you just put up in this, the postman gets confused. Kind of
making that. We're way. We're,
so you want to make sure the way up in it is in there.
Leaves yeah, midway way up in it. We way up in it. We looking down. Is that a letter? I don't know.
We're
I'm going
of,
down.
Take it. I'll read it.
We're kind of the. We're the kind of up in it that results in noises like. Ugh.
Yeah. See. If you come down and if we get enough support in about an hour, we're going to be all up in it.
Yeah. Matt's going to be naked.
That's
going to
be a
that
sight
way.
That you've got to see.
No, it's a hell of a thing to be all up in it, you know?
Oh, yeah. I want you to get all up in
I tell
it.
You, the sounds you hear over the radio won't do the sight justice. You've got to come down.
Man,
they
when
got
we
some
start monkeying.
Silky futons up there.
Man.
Lawrence has got the party hat on.
He does. He has a party hat on.
Oh, he looks great.
He does. He looks great. It says, you know.
We got these glass
New Year's
eyeballs.
1923. He's happy.
Yeah. He had a great time New Year's 123. You
he
look at the photos.
He was tearing the place up. You should have seen him.
Oh, my God. The beat
flirting
would stop.
With the ladies.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, ladies.
Get funky.
Ba-doo-doo, ba-doo-doo, ba-doo-doo. Oh.
So we're just going to kick it live.
113 North Market Street is where we are. That's
it's a little hard to find, but look for the screaming monkey men.
Yeah, look for the screaming monkey men who are waving their hands like they just don't care. If you see screaming monkey men who are waving their hands like they do care,
ain't no cover up in this.
If the monkeys are waving their hands like they do care, you're in Rantoul. Keep going.
Keep going.
That's south.
Don't stop and look at the caring monkeys.
You've probably met the mayor of Rantoul.
I'm talking to you, Miriam. I want Miriam's ass down here in the studio. I'm talking to you, Kat, and the girls. I want you down here. I'm talking to Kurt. I'm talking to Pizza Guy. I'm talking to everybody who's been in here.
Jim Bob and his broke-ass roommate.
Jim and his broke-ass roommate.
Who's broke-ass because he only brought us milkshakes once.
Yes. Get down here.
Triple J, where are you
Triple
at?
Triple J, where are you at?
Where are you at?
Because if I could bring it down for a second.
Oh, that's me now.
This is our last show, man.
This is our last.
I'm going to trim it down. Last show. You know, there isn't going to be a next week.
No.
There is
radio after this night will be forever changed in a negative way.
Crap.
I mean, I'm not saying what's going to follow us is bad necessarily.
We're not saying that. Don't take
this is WEFT. It's probably going to be good. Something
it's
good is going to follow.
But if you take good and put it on a map, you know, and stick it in there with a little pin, and then you put our pin and try to compare it to that good, well, you need a new map because it's way higher.
Yeah, it's whatever that means.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they might be up in it.
A better choice.
I was going
to
go
we
with
way
the,
up
the
in
flow
it.
Chart, but. So we'd be on a different graph, a graph
like a
sitting above
on a periodic table of good.
If you had a pie chart, we'd be like 90% of the good.
I could chart it on Excel. Look. Ow!
So come down. Don't make me kill again. I have the rage inside me, people. How many times must
again?
I prove it? Blood on my hands is not enough for you.
So no. How's everybody doing, guys?
Oh, God, I can do better.
It's been an interesting week.
Gotta
it's
admit,
been a hell of a
admit,
week.
I've been a little nervous.
Yeah?
I've been here since 9:20. Earliest a rock star like us has ever showed up. Little nervous sitting on the couch, stomach, go flippy floppy. Mm-hmm. Little
like
flippy
a trout.
Floppy.
Like a trout. Like an airless trout. Waterless trout.
Waterless trout. And then I was like, wow, this is emotional, man. Even though I haven't been here the last
I
couple weeks.
And I got teary.
It's sad. Could've There's no doubt about that, man.
I sulked.
Because what happens,
you did,
man?
But you
the
have
rest
no heart.
Is silence.
The rest is silence. Nice.
Yeah. Tender
I'm cry.
Tender
Stop
is the
it.
Knife.
Yeah. All this sound and fury signifies.
So don't make
nothing.
Us go out like that, man. Sad.
Man, our sound and fury signifies
I know,
so
I'm
much.
I'm kidding.
No, I'm not yelling at you, but I'm just saying, how much does our sound and fury signify?
So much.
A
so
damn
much.
Load.
How big is Matt?
So big.
He is.
So come down, and you can see for yourself.
He's wearing brown,
I'm
folks.
Tall, y'all.
Yeah, I swear to God, he's wearing brown.
We're right next door to Mike and Molly's.
Yeah, we are.
I don't mean to give them a free plug every single week, but that's where we is. We're right around the corner from the Amtrak station. That's where Market Street is.
That's not so far.
Jupiter, High Dive,
how far
all those places.
Not far. So come on down. Walk, you know, bust out your PJs.
Walk, don't run.
Put your, the milk from the fridge.
Fisher-Price roller skates. Get your booty down.
Get your booty down here.
So how long have we been bringing this comedic stylings to the peeps?
Oh, my God.
2 years.
Almost two years.
So long.
Oh, you... Sorry.
25 years.
25 years.
25
times
years.
Times 12. Times 8 light years.
Which is,
you know, like so long.
14 point...
Million billions.
Yeah. A million billions?
A million billions.
That's how long we've been bringing it down.
You know how many billions that is? It's a million.
Okay, let's try to count that many billions.
One million.
Nice. Good job.
I count really fast.
You do. Two.
So many. And now it's coming up close.
It is coming up close. It
like
is.
The big book going doomp, dust flying out of the pages, the tomb is shut.
Like a prom date when she realizes you don't got enough money.
No money. Tomb like a tomb.
No money.
Dust flying out.
You ain't going to Great... She realizes you aren't going to Great America the next day.
You aren't.
Slam those legs,
well, I was
go.
Just going to go home in the morning. I'll buy you some eggs, maybe. I got money for eggs.
I was thinking we'll go to Denny's. Slam!
Damn, you want to do the water park, too?
Slam!
That's what it's about.
You never seen knees and thighs like that. Whammo!
So don't make us go out like a prom date with no money. Make us go out like the prom date whose mom gave him the big 5-0 before the dance.
And whose dad's like, all right, you can have the keys to the Benz, but only if you promise you're going to score. Yes, more people. Oh!
Oh, mad people.
Open that door up. Crazy mad more. Oh,
this is
yay!
The most wonderful day.
You know, can you prop that door
face
open?
Face of the planet.
There's like a kick thing. Hey, let's get everybody in here. Anybody who's in the studio right now.
I've never seen a more glorious day, people.
Everybody in the building.
Oh. As I stand here, I'm on
everybody.
The verge of tears.
I mean, that means everybody. Get
as
in here.
The clock ticks down.
Guy, we have mad, fat amounts of people in this
we
room right
night.
Now.
We got night.
But let me tell you, there is never
champagne,
enough.
And yes, the world has ever seen.
Never, we got room on top of the satellite.
The door,
we got,
or I'll die.
Bigger than Puff Daddy. Can I say it? Bigger than Puff Daddy.
There's
bigger than Puff Daddy. Puff Daddy's forever. What the hell are we?
Puff Daddy's this, and we're so big.
Four times forever, times eight light years.
And
which
we have
is,
a family much bigger than his.
Is that like a million billion forever?
A million billion forever.
How many billions is that?
This is the saddest day in the history
of
the world. But simultaneously, the happiest day in the history
it is,
of the world.
It is. It's like a...
Has the world ever seen a day this happy? I don't think so.
No. I ran through everything.
No,
I ran through every day from now.
We
went
through all
now.
The days. And
Tuesday was okay.
We even looked at the future, and
there's nothing coming up in the near future that's going to even rival us.
Even the near future, there's a great episode.
About 15, 20 years down the road, there's a day that
we got the peeps in the studio.
We
now.
Got peeps all Let's, over the studio.
We're bulging at the seams with peeps.
How about we make some noise?
Hey, yeah, make some noise, everybody.
And the peeps make some noise. Certifiable peeps on this. We're not making this up.
This is not
a pre-recorded store-bought peeps or anything like that. These aren't Kmart peeps. These ain't no Martha Stewart peeps.
Wide open, stale as hell box of peeps up in.
Woo!
We're dumping the peeps.
These are peeps that have been in the microwave for at least a minute and a half, baby.
Let me break it down for a second, Mark. People are saying you're flipping through your little file of dats, looking for the peep dat, popping the peep
dat,
tranking it to 10, and then playing some pre-recorded peeps. What do we say to those people?
We say. Buy
me! Because these are real peeps. Realer than real.
This is pink kind. You see? There's pink kinds of peeps. There's yellow peeps. We even got some blue peeps down here.
These are the
blue peeps!
Blue peeps!
You'll be seeing stars!
These are the stale, found that peep under the couch 3 weeks after Easter peep.
Oh my God!
I happened to be digging through my Easter basket sometime around June 5th, and I found one underneath that fake grass.
Peeps.
Just hanging out.
Just chilling out.
Next to a diphtheria.
Trying to make its way out.
Father's Day peep? Yeah.
Father's Day peep.
This is that crunchy, makes it sound like a rock when you bite into a kind of peep.
My teeth!
Kind of peep.
My tooth!
The real deal. And
this is the real deal,
continues
folks.
Continues to tick. Even though this is the most glorious day, you would think.
Kurt's got bags of things. I don't know what Kurt's got.
We've got groceries.
Kurt decided to stop by the store.
Kirk is homeless and now living in WSB Studios.
Where the hell's my fridge?
As the temperature in the studio raises 400 degrees.
It's like 9,000 degrees in here now. But you know what?
Now you see
we'll
the
be
kind
naked
of conditions
in about 5 minutes.
We
that's
operate
where, that's
on.
That's where it's at. Naked Matt Trupia.
One fan not even on pointing at Mark.
Get your pants off, Matt. Come on.
Oh, yeah, we'll let's get it on. I'm turning that thing on.
I got it.
Because I'm on the back.
Some ventilation up in here.
It stays pointing at me, though. Overheat. I want it pointing at me.
Moment of silence.
Oh, it's on high now.
Yeah?
Nice.
Right, it's now exactly a half a degree cooler in here.
We actually have milkshakes on back order, waiting to be drank.
There's like a you should see this. There's a line of milkshakes out the door.
Shut up.
So if I can bring it down.
Yeah, okay, bring it down.
No, I keep bringing it down.
You're like Prozac.
I feel like I got to ground us. I feel like we're just getting out of control.
Too far up in this.
Too up in this.
Yeah.
Far up in this. And I want to make sure we don't get too far up in this. We don't want to. You know what happens.
Yeah,
last August, we got too far up in it.
Gotta go down
3 weeks
to
get us out of it.
Get those, and it was they a mess. Those
the latex, never again.
They got to get that hydraulic jack.
I'd like to say thanks.
To who?
To the peeps, man.
Oh. You got to go do that for, man. Make them think.
I'm getting all emotional.
Yeah, you are getting all emotional. What are you?
It's been a couple weeks, and still, I got to say thanks, man. How great is this?
Oh, it's great.
It's great.
I got my nipples are rock hard.
I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding from your nipples.
Don't stroke the nips unless you're ready to pay.
I can't. I'm drawn to them. They glow like diamonds.
He's got those razor sharp teeth on his nipples.
That's his nipples. He's holding his nipple up to the stereo.
That is not him making a noise.
Oh my God.
Actual nipple.
Okay.
That's enough.
Oh, they ate through my favorite
another t-shirt.
That's great. Damn it. Yeah, so thanks, everybody. Okay, I'm going to hold off on the balling like a baby for another hour and 21 minutes.
Very nice of you.
But I'll be balling. I guarantee you. I can
be
feel it coming
like
already.
Puff Daddy. Shot Colin.
Did you say Shaka Khan?
No, I said Shot Colin.
Oh, I was thinking Shaka Khan! But that's because I'm 57 years old. I remember seeing the video for Feel to You, and I'm like, hey, that's Ozone and Turbo.
Oh.
I'm breaking.
Electric Boogaloo, man.
Yeah.
Back during the feudal era?
Yes. I was a vassal.
So the great question rises to the surface, as the great questions tend to do. What
as the Kraken once did.
Next, for What Jail Is Like, what happens? What is beyond What Jail Is Like? Many thought nothing. Research has shown there is something.
They have. The original research was pointing to a void.
It was pointing to a black hole in which all matter was sucked into and nothing would
exist. No, not even light could escape.
And we were pretty confident with that test, you know? We had that test done a couple times.
We shot DJ Randy Sanders and the Masturbating Panda out there.
Out there, and they did field research like nobody's damn business.
But then we started getting broadcasts.
Something's out there.
So we realized there's something out there.
Apparently the signals changed. There's a couple blips on the radar.
Right. It was creepy.
We didn't like this information.
They also sent us back this blueprint for this giant ball-shaped spaceship that would send us out there.
We were really fond of being the acme of creation, but apparently we're not.
No, we're
apparently,
like
the life continues.
The acme of creation.
You wake up the next day, the day will be there, it seems.
So, but
tests are even pointing to, and I know I hate to say it, you're even pointing to that Sundays will exist in the future.
Sundays? See, now I have a problem with that.
Wouldn't even discontinue
Sundays. Okay, I'll
give
them Sundays, but I think 10 to 12 is just going to disappear. It's going to be a
I'm
blank
saying,
hole.
I got my money on it, though.
Ain't going to be
apparently,
nothing.
Apparently, people
you're gonna,
are saying
I don't.
It's going to be 9:59. It's 12:01.
What
happened?
People are saying they have existed in the past without What Jail Is Like from 10 to 12.
Oh, whatever.
These are the testimonies.
Yeah,
I say
the sun
weekly world news.
Dragged across the sky by Apollo's fiery chariot.
Exactly.
Chariot.
You know,
damn, that would have been so funny.
It still is.
Take that chariot to the cleaner. He'll be just fine.
I'm going to kill you. Here we go.
So people,
in the trenches, folks.
Being behind a microphone is a really powerful thing. There's no
it
doubt
is.
About
I,
that.
Pretty damn cool.
You get to talk. You
my
get
nipples
to
are hard
out.
For 2 hours.
You get in trouble. You swear They're sometimes.
Sore.
You swear
two
on the
hours.
Radio, and that's just not good.
No, it's not a.
But it's a powerful tool because it's anonymous. The power of anonymity.
Nobody knows
who
I am.
Is the greatest power of all.
Nobody knows who I am on the streets.
Except the 30
but
people
now,
in the studio now.
Except, well, yeah. But I'll be gone as of tomorrow at noon. So
now we're faced with the peeps.
Gone to November.
Face to face.
I feel unmasked. I feel
naked,
if you will.
Naked.
I have no reproductive organs.
Schlong exposed naked.
It is. I don't have one. I'm smooth. I'm like a
smooth,
cherub.
Like a cherub.
Shiny turtle wax.
It is. Well, I decided to wax it up because I knew everybody was coming.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Like a cherub. And you're even covered in talc, which is a great addition.
I talked myself up. I smell good, though.
You do.
And I'm not sweating.
Not sweating.
Nothing's sticking.
It's caking up like a flower.
Well, when you shave
like
all that
mix.
Stuff like that, you definitely want to use the talc.
The talc.
You don't want to get stuff
the
stuck
friction.
To anything.
Friction's bad.
Slam! You never seen thighs and
so now it's
kind of
put up
like that, man.
Now it's kind of put up or shut up time. Put up a shut up.
Put up a shut up. What are we putting up? I don't want to put up what I think you want me to put up.
Put up or shut up.
Put up or shut up?
You know, now it's like they're
Mark, put up
or
shut up, man. I'll take shut up. I'll take shut up for 100. If I can, Alex.
The answer is, oh, wait, I just realized that I'm a total idiot and I just have the answers that I read off a card. Jesus, how did I get away with this for 10 years?
Cut back.
I'm feeling kind of nervous, you know?
Tangent,
I don't want it to end.
Tangent one. What Jill's like, top five jobs for Alex Trebek when this whole Jeopardy thing finally runs its damn course. Number five, Jiffy Lube. And the most smart-ass Jiffy Luber you'll ever meet. Don't make me do 4, 3, 2, and 1 myself, you asses.
You're on a roll.
Hop? No, I wasn't. I was lame. I took the bullet for you two. You have, look at this. I'm now, you, now I'm like a minute and a half of time to think.
You're scatting and bebopping.
Number four, the Neal Street Dairy Queen.
Yeah! The best thing is there's these little, almost like the symbol for like Windows, like when the cursor's working real hard. It's going on in Matt's eyeballs. I've never seen that before.
Number three is the dumpster behind the Neal Street Dairy Queen.
Number two, Silver Bullet.
What, is Spar anything going to be
Silver
on the
Bullet.
Floor?
Silver Bullet, Naughty on Game stage. Show host night. Unchi, 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 unchi.
Plenty of unchi, unchi.
I'll take your pants for 100, Alex.
And he'll give them to you because that's how much they cost.
Exactly.
If you read the little price chart.
It is. His pants, 100. Double Jeopardy is always creepy, though, man.
It gets... There's oils and incense.
Number one, anybody? Number one job for Alex Trebek when Jeopardy ends?
Number one is the Sunday 10 to 12 slot. What jail is like.
Yes, you can only hope!
WEFT, because apparently it exists. I don't know.
And Tangent 1. So anyway...
What
are
you
getting modeling?
What do you say?
I don't even know what modeling means. Somebody give me a dictionary.
Morose,
I'm modeling.
Every pause is filled with morosity.
Oh wait, I'm just Madeline Kahn.
See, there's the difference.
That happens,
confused.
Man.
Confused. I was what?
But yeah, that happens.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I'm coated in malaise right now.
Saddle's blazing.
Coated in malaise.
Don't touch me.
No, it's creamy. Miracle Whip, man.
Creamy.
It's not
creamy malaise. every pause, I feel like I hear the clock ticking louder than ever in my head. You know? It's like a little, like a tiny dagger, if you will.
Like a tiny, tiny dagger.
It's real small.
Is this a dagger?
Otherwise, I'd probably be dead by now.
No, it's just the clock!
And it keeps ticking, and time keeps
going.
I have
there's this little part romantic notion in my heart that at 12 o'clock we will all just dissolve. The three of us are just like, okay, and the show!
I'm hoping.
Big piles of goo.
I'm hoping.
Whoever the hell's in charge of dissolving, let's get on that.
Yes.
Can we
call
the
hell's
dissolving staff?
I don't know.
Can we get the dissolving staff in on this?
Lawrence is loving
people leaving or people coming out? Leaving?
Lawrence is loving.
They will pay later.
Loving the company. He's sitting over there soaking in all the attention.
They're just, you know what it is? They're just so overcome with emotion. They had to go outside and weep.
I see. They didn't want to ruin the show.
They didn't want to ruin the show, man.
We appreciate it.
So how's everybody doing in studio guests this evening? Loud.
Sad.
Why are you sad, Patrick?
Because the show's going on.
Aww. Patrick.
Huh? Is this Patrick?
This is Patrick. Yeah.
It's Patrick.
Hello. We're going to get you two on a futon later. Actually, we're going to get all of you guys on a futon later.
A
big, trust me, I got a huge futon, baby.
It's a great futon.
It is. It's maple.
It's got a jetpack.
But so Patrick's been calling the show for...
A lot. He picks up the phone.
Which is it's actually a standardized measurement of time. Greenwich Standard a lot time.
You know, it wasn't until my junior year of high school that I stopped writing a lot as one word.
You know, I found myself writing all right as
that's
one
around
word.
The time.
And I'm 25 and I have a ret degree, and I'm like, all right, ALRIGHT. Ugh!
Yeah.
And you know the other one I hate? Should of. I was just talking about this.
What is that?
Yeah, but when you're like in eighth grade, you're like, oh yeah, should've. Because it sounds right. I should have done this. Because you said that. I should have done this. Because you're do the contraction. Nobody says, I should have gone to the store today. No, I should have gone to the store today. So when you're writing that, it's, I should've!
It's all screwed up.
I mean, yesterday I just stopped, learned that I got to stop identifying myself as Ghostface Killa on forms that I
because somebody else has like that name.
Yes!
It's taken.
He was getting all the stuff I ordered.
Go back to the computer, find another name. Because it's taken.
Hey, everybody, I want you to do this tomorrow. Go out and find those little Army recruitment cards. pick the person you hate most in the entire world and fill out their information.
They should be protecting our country.
That's funny.
Just just one request. Don't fill out the name Old Dirty Bastard, because that's the one I'm going by now.
That's Mark's. Not Big Leave Baby it alone. Jesus.
Leave it, leave it, leave it, leave it
so
alone.
So I got to say, speaking, if I can make a beautiful segue that is completely seamless.
Oh, God. I'm in love with that segue.
You did. Just cover the seeds.
Not the crappy kind from Walgreens. The real
kind. Not Elmer's?
No.
Ooh. It's got the cow on it?
Screw that cow, man.
I know.
Screw that cow. Seriously, I'm not
well, sure. Seriously. Cause,
No, seriously, screw the cow right now.
Oh, wait.
So speaking
going
of...
going to jail. Tonight, what jail is like? Goes to jail by hour two.
I didn't know this was what jail was really like. I thought it had microphones.
Where's Juarez? Ow! Ow!
So speaking of biting styles and names and stuff like that, when we leave, you would think the void that has been created needs to be filled by something. You know, it needs to be filled. Shall it just remain a void for all of eternity?
Yeah, it's just going to remain a cold, dark little hole in these people's hearts.
Just gets, you know,
sucked right in, never
like
can get out.
Like a vacuum.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like no, it won't.
Like a vacuum.
Like a
exactly like a vacuum, in fact.
Or maybe like a vacuum.
No, idiot.
Not even a handheld. One of those big ones.
Not even a Dustbuster or a Dirt Devil. We're talking like one of them big Magnum XL things.
Audio footnote. True story. My mother, very religious human being, she was offered a free Dirt Devil. She declined the free Dirt Devil. She's got carpet. She don't have a vacuum. She's going to have to pay one. She's offered the free Dirt Devil. Wouldn't take it because Devil's in the title.
Devil is in the title.
Yeah.
This is a sad case we have here.
She conceived me in the back of a station wagon. I don't know where she's getting off.
And all of a sudden, Devil is a problem.
Yeah. Moms do that, though, around... young moms do that around, like, 38.
30, yeah.
They young freak moms. Out, and then they're like, Jesus is my friend! Like, no, he's not. Because I was born out of wedlock, so you're going to hell.
Where's your God now, preacher?
He's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone.
He's
said he'd
back.
Be back.
Now,
yeah.
The vacuum is, whiskey. Now the vacuum is
trying to figure
overlord.
Out what he would do.
All right, let me get you all out of my audio footnote.
Wait.
I thought the party was up in this.
You really did a good job spackling all the walls
don't
and stuff.
Have
you
need
your safety deposit
no,
back yeah, on
got,
this
I got to get
no.
the security deposit back on this. Got one bag of ratty, skanky ass Cheetos. Have and that's all you can entertain your guests with.
Have you been in Matt's audio footnote lately?
It is swank as hell, can
it
I
is.
Say? I got the plush, the velvet.
I'm planning on leaving. I'm planning on living in my audio footnote after we move.
Yeah?
I'm moving
yeah.
straight from my parents.
I got a tangent scoped out. I'm just going to hang on and keep adding things on to.
You got a good price on that? Nice nearby?
Yeah. Can you do numbers 1 through 5, though? Just get it started.
What do you mean? What?
On my tangent.
Sure. What do you want?
Got it.
I got it. But I was like,
things
yeah, sure.
Things get caught in the
bring it,
because
I'm the improv killer.
That's not taken.
That's not taken.
That's yours. And that's Killa, K-I-L-L-I-A-A-A.
Killia? What am I, a liar?
You're an amalgamation. That's actually a dead-on impersonation of Aaliyah. That's perfect.
All right.
So anybody...
Wait, we got to end this audio footnote.
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody out.
And audio footnote.
Cramped and sweaty. Right. Okay. When I get cramped and sweaty, forget it.
I get cramped, but they gave me this pill. Makes it all go away. Yeah, sure.
Sweet.
It's nice.
I want to get a quick update, because we've got one of our guests from last week in the studio. How's the midget thing going? Last week...
She's making a face. I wasn't here, so I need to
yes.
know.
We had a problem wherein she wanted to marry a midget because, as it's well known, if you slit a midget's throat, they bleed candy.
Yeah.
And she was wondering, mother kind of disapproves how to go about the courtship of the midget. Where are we at?
She disapproves about her slitting the midget's throat or eating the candy.
I'm not sure. She didn't like the whole thing.
Because, you got the whole dentist
bills really
and the murder.
It's not really an issue anymore because I got impatient and the midget's dead now. But I got a room full of candy, so I'm happy.
So is that cool? I mean, like, can you legally kill them if you're not married to them, though?
Yeah. Well, they're not people.
Oh. Okay.
No, I'm looking in the law books right here. You're right. It was passed 3 weeks ago.
See?
It just says midgets are not people. Amendment 15.
I'm joking. I'm
candy.
Exactly.
Audio footnote. I am joking.
You're not.
I'm joking.
Can I come in?
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm joking.
He looks really serious.
I'm totally serious.
He's not
joking.
Even smiling.
Joking.
No, he's not.
You should see this face. It's dead serious.
Dead serious.
Dead serious. This shirt was free. I signed up for a credit card.
The front says, Soylent Green is people. The back, midgets aren't.
I'm serious. And the audio footnote.
He's got a big picture of Charlton Heston.
I'll kill you. Dead. I'll kill you.
I fire midgets from my shotgun, and that's my God-given right. Anyone could claw this midget out of my cold, dead hands.
Oh, the
Can
MMA.
We bring it back a little focus, huh?
Okay, well, bring it back. Yes.
The midget lobby. Yeah. Pushing things through government.
The point of my whole divergence was that any attempts to try and fill the void we have created would fail miserably.
They would. They'd collapse in upon themselves. Mm-hmm. Structurally unsound.
Embarrassing.
Sort of like building something out of both Legos and Constructs. It's not going to work,
They don't go
folks.
Together.
They don't.
Yeah, two different age groups. I wanted to tell you, okay, while we're playing a song, you got permission to do this. Call up 1071. Call the oldie station. Ask him what to do if you get a midget and you want to slit his throat.
Yeah.
What happens?
Somebody
do they know?
They don't know.
They don't know.
We'll call the planet.
Somebody get...
I have a cell phone.
Somebody call Chris Lanuti's personal line, wherever he is.
Somebody find Lanuti for me, man. All right, we'll work on that during the off-the-air break. But, hey, Patrick, you said you had a shout-out, and, you know, you came all the way down.
I had a couple, yeah.
Okay, give some shout-outs.
I got to give a shout-out to my mom and dad, because they listened. They brought me down here.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Cut to Patrick's mom and dad.
What the hell? We brought him down here? Those boys aren't clothed?
Hey, what's a shout-out, honey?
DK! Check.
What is a shout-out? Is he out drunk?
I think it has to do with gangs. They give each other shout-outs.
Oh, no. Just let me know if he gives anybody mad props. I'm going to kick that boy's ass.
We raised him to be a God-fearing Christian.
That'll be the day. All right, Matt hops some mad props to my dad then. There you go. So
Patrick cannot go home.
I can't now.
Cut back to
anybody got a futon I can live on tonight? I'll be glad to live there.
Oh, hey!
Yes!
All right. Oh, love!
Okay.
Exciting and new!
All right, Eric, I couldn't bring you the hot girls, but I can get you a phone call. Hopefully this will work. Okay. Meredith, I know you're listening. 359-9338.
He even knows our number.
Tell Eric what you're wearing.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mary.
You do it for me. You can do it for Eric. Yeah, no, I know. You don't feel embarrassed. I want to see the phone ring right now. Run to the phone right now. Go. I know you're going. Go. Get the phone and call right now. Okay. 359-9338. Call.
That's Fly West.
Fly West.
Fly West. That's right.
Fly.
It is Fly.
Definitely.
Damn, it's got them glasses like Bono.
Yeah, cut to Patrick's parents.
I have no son.
He is dead to me.
I'm his real father. You just picked him up out of the dumpster.
Mr. Schlesselbot.
We're
going to
go.
Oh.
Both of you. Both of you.
All right, you can have him. I just realized he's a...
I guess we'll have to do a paternity test, but she'll die during the paternity test, and then we'll have to raise him as our own. So I get to be Greg Hebigan.
It's like a whole...
Yeah.
Where's Stacey King?
You can never go home again!
Cut back.
Anymore?
Oh, God, it's going to say... Oh, my cousins are listening. They're all way out in the country.
Cut to Patrick's cousins.
I got...
All right, cut back.
Oh, okay, James and Chris and Job. I put a hole in his ceiling. And Rock Python. I know he's out there. My homie Ryan. There you go. I'm out.
All right.
Hey, what's the number here?
359-9338.
You actually have a homie named Rock Python?
That's his name. That's his television production.
WWF's The Rock?
That's his porn name. It's Rock Python.
He's the coolest man in the world, Rock Python.
We're going to get a phone call? Is she hot?
Yes. Oh, she is so hot. She's Filipino.
Well, you know.
Whatever that means. I mean, I know what it means, but hey, there's a phone call.
Meech is from the Philippines, you idiot. Cut. Okay.
A hot person from the Philippines?
Awesome! Tangent number two between me and Matt. The top five things that Eric thinks Philippines means. Sweet.
Is it really the one
with the oxy pads
or
the nipples?
No. Awesome pork chops there, man. You ever have a pork chop from the Philippines? This chick is going to bring me the flyest pork chops I've ever tasted.
Same person right there.
Number four.
Oh, nice. Sizzling hot.
Nice. Number four, she's got wings and she can fly and she can go on out of space and fight aliens.
Number three. Oh, wait a second. I hope she doesn't burn me with her fire-breathing powers.
Number two. She can flip?
This rock
Filipino flip?
Rock Python, yes.
Yo, Rock Python.
Number one. Oh, it's cool because the Philippines is part of the United States, so she's probably like a couple miles away. And tangent two.
So I suppose we got to keep talking while he's doing business here.
I was going to get out of the house.
We got to keep continuing the flow.
Yeah, the flow has
to
continue.
We don't want the canoe to flip over, man.
No.
The canoe flips over. We go
I've been on canoes. I've seen them flip over.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
He's off. The line's dead.
Even people who think they have superior canoe prowess, flips over, they're screwed.
Guess all Titanic, you know, the canoe flips in half.
Thanks.
I'm all over Eric.
So it's like every night. On me like a cheap suit, Mark Hyden.
The undertones suddenly become overtones.
The overtones move to the undertone position because it's crowded over
there. It's all crazy. The tones are all out of whack.
On the bottom, what can I say?
The bottom, you know, floor.
Of a house.
Right.
He's got
I knock on the door down there. I'd rather be down here if that's cool.
Wee-hoo! So we've got these milkshakes just staring at me.
We have to go to a song because it's almost 11
o'clock. It's unfortunate because it's a couple minutes that we won't
be. Meredith, call because I want to know what you're wearing.
That's right. She has to. She has
Meredith, call. Patrick will be very upset with
3599.
All right, let's...
I'm home alone tonight,
3599-338.
Say a couple of important things. We're at 113 North Market Street. People in the studio, those of you who've made it down here and didn't know where it was, what was the most, like, how did you figure out where the studios were?
Down Neal Street.
You went down Neal Street?
No, it came from the Dairy Queen on Neal Street.
Dairy Queen on Neal Street.
So I followed the parade of angry monkeys from Rantoul that finally made their pilgrimage here to come finish you off.
Who look like they just don't care? Oh no, those are the ones who do care.
They care
deeply.
They're
dissing them on their city, and they're like, we don't eat our babies, and they grunt, and they're like,
and then they eat a baby.
Right, they eat a baby, right.
Unfortunately, they're digging a hole in the ground to get to
if
us.
If you're a feral baby.
They think we're south.
Feral babies in the house say, hey-o.
Hey-o.
Dink, 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 dink. That's their eyelids, man.
I figure I got the right to slobber all over this microphone. I ain't using it again.
What do you see where I rub this microphone during the break?
He rubbed it on his balls is what he's trying to say. They don't have the visuals. I'm trying to supply.
Starsky and Hutch!
Do you think that's the worst thing I've said on this radio show?
No.
I know a
there
couple
have been worse
that
have said four letters and they're on
that
list.
Start with an F and they have U's and C's and K's in them. And they put them together all at once.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
So,
sort of.
It would sound then kind of like the Neal Street Dairy Queen is the place to be on Sunday nights after What Jalen's Like is off the air.
Yeah, because that's probably, I'm pretty sure I'll be working there within 3 months. I've moved back.
I mean, get out before close.
Party
yeah,
the house.
Don't make them stay late.
All right, never mind. Don't go there, everybody. It sounds like the dumpster behind the Neal Street Dairy Queen is the place to go.
All right.
Because they dump a lot of porn there.
It's a porn depository.
It is.
It's on the National Registry.
It's a porn repository.
Porn repository.
Porn suppository.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to a song so I can drink my milkshake.
113 North Market Street, because we got room for more. We're bringing more in.
We're bringing
so
more
much
in.
More. We're backing the truck up right now.
Bring them in.
Opening the gate and bringing in more.
It's right off of University. There's the Amtrak station. There's Mike and Molly's. They got the neon clover
thing. There's three chicks, a rat, and a horse.
Yeah.
We have to tip the driver. He's driving the truck with the
I
more.
I know.
He's going to unload all
that's
the more.
That's a big more.
So come on down here. 359-9338 is the phone number if you can't make it otherwise.
It hurts. It hurts so bad. I'm bleeding.
And to take the energy in a really down sort of direction, here's a morose song about relationships decaying.
Yeah! Yay!